This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. The podcast features today Matt Wolf of RSM. Matt's a brilliant thinker and leader at RSM. We talk about subjects that are of interest to CEOs of private equity funded companies. We're going to talk today about integration issues. As more and more of the business has moved towards, how do we buy growth? How do we look at inorganic growth versus just simply organic growth? More and more challenges with companies trying to make those integrations work, those acquisitions work. Matt, tell us a little bit of your perspective and a little bit about what you're seeing out there in terms of this area.
Yeah, happy to, Scott. I think, you know, when it comes down to it, every business is a people business, right? And as we've faced increased wage pressures, we've seen a lot of sponsors or other executives deal with some of those pressures by trying to create additional economies of scale inorganically by buying additional companies, or you can kind of tuck in add-on acquisitions to their PE platform. And that makes sense kind of in a deal model spreadsheet perspective. But as you try to capture that inorganic growth aggressively or trying to move upstream to buy bigger and bigger companies and do that quickly, the speed and efficiency with which you integrate not only those people into your corporate culture and way of doing business, but also the technology systems really dictates the success of those acquisitions. So, you know, we've seen very successful companies kind of create playbooks around, all right, we bought a new company, how are we going to get everybody on the same payroll system? How are we going to handle PTO? You know, some of the kind of blocking and tackling things. But then there's also, you know, real kind of high level strategic types of integration discussions around what sort of data does this new company bring to our ecosystem? How are we using this data to now navigate strategic challenges that face our much bigger organization? How are we kind of playing punching above our weight, so to speak? And you can do that when you buy and grow inorganically, as long as you kind of have all the pieces pointed in the same direction. And that is a real integration challenge. And that's something that I think isn't often thought of in that sort of pre-deal diligence or at the boardroom level, right? I mean, it looks great on paper. Okay, we're not in this market. We can get into this market at an attractive multiple. We can consolidate some back office functions, and this is going to be great. But, and it can be, but there are some real execution challenges there and some ways to think about that. And so, you know, it's not as easy of just buying the growth, right? We have to execute on it and think about some of these integration challenges and make sure that as we're putting together deal thesis, we have not only the expense related to that, but also the timing, right? Be realistic with what that looks like. Because if you do it right, then you really can create those synergies, punch above your weight, and navigate this really challenging and uncertain environment.
But the point is very well taken. The integration on paper and, you know, and on spreadsheets looks fantastic. We're going to buy this, we're going to have this much debt, it's going to go great. In reality, it's often more challenging than that. And part of it is companies that get good at this get very, very good at assessing acquisitions, constructing acquisitions, doing deals, and integrating them in. And companies that are newer to this are more likely to have surprises. The other place where we see people have surprises is when they try and bite off a much bigger chunk of acquisition, which has much more potential return because you get the company much bigger much quickly, but often much greater risk and much greater debt with it as well. That's sometimes we've seen a couple companies really get hurt through that as well. It doesn't mean to shy away from it, but it means to do it carefully and thoroughly and with lots of diligence and lots of understanding about how you're going to make it work together afterwards. I can't.
Right.
I can't. Go ahead, Matt. You're going to say something.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I mean, I think, you know, more and more as you're trying to make strategic deals, it's important to think through all the elements of that. It's, you know, we make analogies often to buying a house, and you don't want to make the mistake of buying a house that you think is move-in ready without realizing, well, you know, actually, we don't like the drapes here. We want to redo that. We want to pull out the carpet upstairs and put in hardwood floors. Like, you know, you have to be very strategic and think about those kinds of things. And if you can, and if, as you said, Scott, include that as part of your planning process, then everything will go much more smoothly and you'll recognize and realize those gains that you're trying to get, which is just so important because, you know, the supply of quality assets to purchase sort of is what it is. And as we all kind of vie for them, we want to make sure, as you said, to be careful in that diligence and make sure we have a plan of, okay, if we're going to pull the trigger on this company, how are we going to hit the ground running and make sure that we can capture those synergies? And it's not as simple as it used to be, I don't think.
No, I think that's really, really well taken. It's just fantastic. And I think, you know, what I've seen over the course of time is companies get good at this, that do a lot of it and get good at it and really decide how they're going to do it, tend to do it much better than those that are periodically at it once in a while doing it, where it's not a core part of how they do business. And it just is, it doesn't mean you can't do it opportunistically, but or for a real specific purpose. But the companies that get good at integrating end up having much better results and much clearer clarity as to is it working or not, because they've been able to at least integrate it right and try and move it in the right direction. Matt, at some point we'll talk about sort of key tips on integrating well as another discussion, but I want to thank you today for joining us on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. If you're the CEO of a private equity sponsored fund, it's not that you should shy away from acquisitions, but you ought to think about them quite carefully and how you're going to agree them, how it's going to work together, what's going to happen on the people side, how it's going to look when you get past the early spreadsheets that your PE fund is doing, and how it's really going to look and feel as you get this going, and how likely it is to meet the objectives you think it will. Matt Wolf, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.